four-door sedan, two-door sedan, coupe. And they used to have touring cars.
what was a touring car?
It was a body and then had a canvas top with, supported by bars across, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with no glass. They did also supply curtains that you could pin up, snap on there, you know, and keep the rain out.
Uh-huh.
And they had roadsters that made that same way. That was a one-seated car.
Mm-hmm.
And the touring cars were two seats, you know.
Uh-huh.
They would hold about four people in the back and three people in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So what else now? Well, the trucks, there's pickups and Mack trucks, large trucks and pickup trucks and
how about the kind that might bring small packages to your house? What kind of truck might you call that?
Van.
Okay, sure. You ever seen one of the those cars that instead of having a trunk, the top is extended all the way to the back? Usually big families have one of these.
A limousine, you mean?
Well, this is, it's on the lines of a limousine, yeah, I guess, yeah. It looks something like a limousine, but usually,
Describe that again.
Okay, instead of having the trunk, you know, where it'd be cut off and the trunk would be here,
yeah,
it's extended all the way over and it's just a big area there. People usually throw their kids back to get away from
them. You're not talking about station wagon.
Sure. Okay, what might you call a kind of a large and gaudy sedan, you know, that would drink a lot of gas? Have you ever heard
a gas hog?
Okay. Sure. You heard call anything else?
Probably not printable.
what might you call it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't recall.
Okay. Have you ever seen those cars that were made back in about 30s and 40s that had a seat in the back, you know, where the trunk might be, and it folds up?
Rumble seat?
Yeah.
Sure.
Did you ever ride in one of those?
Oh, yes, sir.
Really?
Sure thing.
Wow.
Rode long distance in them several times, huh? Boy, they can get cold on a cool night, too.
can't turn the heater up at all or anything. Mm-hmm. Wow, that'd be great. You cruise down the road and just whip the back seat up.
You couldn't do it that easily. You'd have to be stopped to open it.
Was it fairly comfortable back there? Or?
Oh, yeah, it was an upholstered seat and all.
Uh-huh.
Really nice.
That'd be
they also called them mother-in-law seats, you know.
The water nag and stick in the back.
That's right.
What kinds of public transportation would you have in Tampa?
Do we have now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have.
Mm-hmm.
They try to bus from here to Tampa to Clearwater and St. Pete and back every day, but I don't think it's operating now. Lost too much money to keep it going.
Hey, where, use a speedometer on your car. What would you call that area underneath the windshield?
The dashboard.
Okay.